الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. I welcome all of you with Islamic greetings. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Meaning, may peace, mercy and blessings of Almighty God Allah be on all of you. We will see now how Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was careful, was looking after, was affectionate, was loving towards his companions. He cared for them. He looked after them. He made sure that they were in safe situation. He was not a person who would be selfish. He was not one of those leaders who would be self-centric. Rather, he was a person, he was a leader, he was a prophet who was caring to all the people around him. Let us look at some of the examples that happened or those incidents that took place in his lifetime. There was one companion of the Prophet by the name Bilal radiallahu anhu. He was one of the slaves of that time. And if you know, the slavery system was very predominant in those days, 1400 years ago. And people were treating the slaves almost like inhuman, almost like non-humans. They were treated equal to maybe, may God forbid, like animals. They had no rights. They were not equal to the people. They were not treated for any fairness in any society at that time. In those days, when the people of Makkah, the leaders of Makkah, the rulers of Makkah, were torturing Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and anyone who was embracing Islam, anyone who was standing for the truth, anyone who was accommodating the belief of oneness of God, they were being put to trial by these people. At that time, a person who was insignificant, someone like Bilal, who was nothing more than a slave for the people of Arabia, nothing more than a slave for the rulers of Makkah. The master of Bilal, he when came to know that Bilal has embraced Islam and is now standing for equality with Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, then this master, along with Abu Jahl, the staunchest enemy of Islam of that time, and the ruler and the leader of Makkah of that time, along with him and his men, they were torturing Bilal. They were torturing Bilal in one of the most vulnerable ways. They put Bilal on the hot sand of Arabia. And you know what is the temperature in Arabia even today? They put him on the sand almost naked back. And then they put on him heavy stones, big stones on his chest, such that his voice would not come out anymore from there. But he would try to continue saying, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. There is no God except Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. But Abu Jahl and the master of Bilal, they would torture him continuously. His voice would tremble. His words would not come out from his throat. And he would still continue to say, I believe in Allah and I believe in Muhammad, peace be upon him. Now this voice reached Muhammad, peace be upon him. Now look at this situation. Who is Muhammad? He is the messenger of all the people. He is the chosen man of the God. He is the Imam of Anbiya. He is the prophet of all the prophets. He is the leader of all the prophets. He is a man of stature. He is the man of modesty. He is the man of respect and dignity. He belongs to the ruling family of Makkah of the time. And who is Bilal? He is just another slave in the city of Makkah. But Prophet Muhammad makes sure that he is worried about Bilal. He is concerned about Bilal. He cannot bear the torture of Bilal. He rushes to the house of Abu Bakr and he knocks the door of Abu Bakr, one of his best companions. And when Abu Bakr comes out, he asks Muhammad, he says, Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what made you come to my house? If you called me, I would have come at your service. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Abu Bakr, he says, Ya Abu Bakr, get me my Bilal. Get my Bilal freed from this torture. And Abu Bakr Siddiq, he immediately recognized the situation and he ran on the command of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to save Bilal. And we know the famous story how Abu Bakr offered three times the price of Bilal, a slave of the time, and got him freed. Because this is something that the Prophet wanted. What this shows is Prophet Muhammad was concerned about his companions. Doesn't matter their status, doesn't matter their position, doesn't matter their wealth at that time. Let's move further. Prophet Muhammad, he sacrificed whatever he had. for this community, to save them. He did not want anything back from the people. All he wanted is to save the individuals from falling into the pit of hellfire. He wanted to save people to come towards God. Another incident that comes to my mind is his daughters. Prophet Muhammad had four lovely daughters, and they were very little young at that time. And Prophet Muhammad, he was being tortured, he was being disrespected, he was being abused, he was being blasphemed by the people of Makkah. But Prophet Muhammad never complained about this. He bare all of this with complete patience towards God. But one day when he returned home, he came across his four little daughters, that they were abused, beaten, bashed, slapped by one of his aunts, the wife of Abu Lahab. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at this sight, he was very emotional. He could not control his emotions at that time. The tears were flowing from his eyes, because this is a difficult time for any parent, any father. Every one of us, we love our children, especially the little ones. And amongst them, if they are the daughters, we would have a special place in our hearts for them. The Prophet was loving them, caring for them, and very emotional. And who is Prophet Muhammad? The most loving of all the humans. And he was crying for his daughters when he saw this sight, that their cheeks were red as the color red could be because of the beating and the bashing of one of his aunts. He turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he prayed to Allah, "Oh Allah, I was tortured, I was abused, I was blasphemed, but I've never complained. But ya Allah, why my little daughters? Why my tiny daughters today?" And to which the angel from Almighty God came to the Prophet and he said, "O Messenger of Allah, Allah has heard you. But he has commanded you never to make such dua again. Because this is from the sunnah of Allah, that when he tests a person, he tests him through his entire household." Meaning the Prophet ﷺ had to put forward his family and his relationships for the sake of Allah and this community, so that the deen of Allah could reach us. Let us look at another incident. One of the very same daughters who he cared and loved so much, after the Battle of Badr, one of the greatest battles in the history of Islam, when Prophet Muhammad returned victorious along with the companions to the city of Medina, he was informed with one of the most difficult informations that could come to any person. He was informed that his beloved daughter has passed away. She had died. Imagine what would be the state of a father whose young daughter has just passed away, died. He was in grief, he was sad, he was crying, he was weeping. The companions of the Prophet was shocked as how to react to this situation, where on one hand they were joyous, they were victorious, they were celebrating the greatest victory of Islam, that is the Battle of Badr. On the other hand, the very messenger, the leader of the Muslim community, he was in sadness, where he was looking forward to the grief of the death of his daughter. So what he has to do? The people were surprised and shocked, not sure what to do. The Prophet turned to them and he said, "Oh my companions, today the grief, the sadness of Muhammad bin Abdullah, the father, that is Muhammad, will not overtake the joy, the victory, the celebration of this ummah of Muhammad, that is the victory of the Battle of Badr." Prophet Muhammad put forward the concern, the victory of this ummah over his personal relationships. Let's see last example in this matter, though there are many. One further that reminds me is that he loved his beloved wife Khadija radiallahu anha, the first wife. She was one of the richest women of Arabia. She was the business tycoon of that time. But on the command of the Prophet, on the request of the Prophet, she gave her entire wealth in charity to the people of the time. So much so that when the Meccans were torturing and abusing the Prophet and his family and his companions, they were restricted to a small valley where they were restricted from all the basic amenities of life. No food, no drink, no access to anything. And at that time, in those difficult days, Khadija radiallahu anha, who used to be one of the richest women of Arabia, dies in a state, in isolation, where she does not have access to the basic amenities of life. When Prophet Muhammad later was asked what was the difficult time in his life, he said there were 2 days that was the most burdensome on him. One of them was the day his wife Khadija radiallahu anha died. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sacrificed his entire personal life, his relationships, his wife, his children, his family, everything for the sake of this community, to make sure that the community that he is after, the community that he has come to, is well looked after, is not one of those which is left over, is not isolated, is not left by the community. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.